If you like your Americana rough around the edges, you'll love Ottawa-based singer-songwriter Lynn Hansen's new Roots album, River of Sand. River of Sand, produced by fellow singer-songwriter Lynn Miles, was 4 years in the making and contains some very personal songs that speak to the challenges we all face on this road called life. As a live artist, Lynn Hansen has been gaining rave reviews for her polished performances, whether playing solo or with her band, The Good Intentions. We caught up with Lynn at home in Ottawa. So it's great to talk to you today, Lynn.
Well, thanks so much for giving me a call, Dan.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to talking about the new album, which is entitled River of Sand. If I'm right, is that number 4? Is that right?
That's number 4. It sure is. It's been 4 years between records. So,
what I would like to do is to talk about that album. But I think before we get there, I'd like to start and perhaps talk about your career. So, tell us a little bit about how you got into music.
Well, I kind of fell into music backwards. I was playing as a side person with another songwriter, and he got busy with another project, and so it all kind of fell off for me. And I started writing my own songs. And some people encouraged me, and they kept encouraging me, and then it's just kind of snowballed. I made my first album and released it in 2006, and I just figure as soon as if people ever stop booking me and stop playing my records and buying them, I'll stop doing it. But so far, so good. I just keep going, and it keeps working.
Now, 2006, that was Won't Ask Why, which is an album that was very well received. In fact, I would say all your albums have been very well received. You mentioned four years between the last album and this one, because it was, I think, 2006 was Won't Ask Why, 2008 was another great album, 11 Months, And then came When Lovers Leave, which was, I think, 2010. And then there was this four-year gap. So tell us a little bit about why there ended up being a four-year gap between the last two albums.
Well, I really had to get myself together as a human being. I made a lot of changes in my life. I basically took everything out and put one thing back in at a time. And one of the things I took out, I was still playing, but I didn't write songs for about a year. And once I had something to say again, and I had sort of straightened my own self out, I started writing for this record. And it took a while, just because I took a slightly different approach, I think, in terms of the writing for this record. And I was trying to be a lot more honest, I think. You know, in the first three records, I had a tendency, I think, at least for me, to sort of hide behind, not be straight out in terms of what I was trying to say. I sort of hid behind things a little bit, and it's a lot harder to be honest. And so on this record, I think I have been very honest, and it took me a little bit more time to be able to do that.
It's interesting you say that, because I think even on the other records, I don't know if anybody really would have perceived you weren't being honest, but I think that's really coming at it yourself. I mean, is that because of some of the stuff that you were dealing with at the time, that you felt that, you know, it really was important to you to sort of get it out there and say, okay, this is where I am at this time, and this is why I need to make this record? I'm wondering about a cathartic experience writing the songs for this one.
It really was. There's some fairly dark material on this record, and there's some light material as well. But, I sort of took on a few topics that are pretty serious and very close to the bone for me. And so I think it's something I would have shied away from before. But I was working with Lynn Miles, who produced the record. And she's always really encouraged me to be honest as a songwriter, and just, you know, to tell the truth and to tell yourself, like to speak yourself in your songs. And that's what I did with this album. And, you know, it's kind of scary because I put it out there and there's a lot of me in it. But at the same time, I'm probably more comfortable with this record than any of the other ones, simply because I think it is more accurate representation of what I actually have to say.
Does that mean that I think in the future that this is a style that you will continue with? It's always tricky because, you know, from the point of view of the listener, or even somebody like myself who is in the music industry, but obviously is more reviewing what you're producing and then trying to make it available for the people that listen to my show. When we mention words like personal and, you know, sharing information, it must also, you know, make you feel, whoa, somewhat uncomfortable, because, you know, you put it out there once, but then you think, wow, am I going to want to do that again? At this point, my sense is that you feel comfortable with the idea of perhaps producing something else that will be fairly personal in nature.
I think I am, you know. I think you grow as an artist, I think, and become more comfortable in your own skin and in terms of what you are willing to take on as topics, or, you know, what kind of lens that you want to approach a topic from. And I think I'm probably a lot more comfortable in terms of not shying away from tackling some issues. And certainly, I can't imagine not trying to do the same thing, because I don't think you can unring the bell once you sort of take a left turn as far as your song. For songwriting is concerned, I can't imagine doing it any other way. I mean, I think you can write to form. I mean, I've certainly written some country songs that are fun, and you know, as a songwriter, again, there's formats, and I think it's a skill to be able to write any kind of song, and it's a good exercise to do. But in terms of how I want to be portrayed, and in terms of, like, say, the next record, I certainly would want to be, I want to be myself. And so I'd be, be taking this kind of approach, I'm sure.
When you mentioned that it was I think you said it was a year before you wrote any of the songs for the album, was that because you were still ruminating on the idea of how open you wanted to be about it, or was it just the conscious decision not to actually try and put anything down?
Well, like I said, I think I was a bit of a disaster as a human being, and I really just wanted to start from ground zero. And I put everything aside. There's some people that I didn't have anything to do with, and like some friends and stuff. And you know, we talk about it afterwards in terms of me started disappearing for a year. But it was really important for me to sort of break everything down and figure things out. And sometimes songwriting gets in the way for me in terms of looking at things and taking them head on. As much as that sounds like, you know, based on some of the material that I write, it sounds like it wouldn't make sense. But if I get lost in these songs, then I don't have to look at certain things. And like I think you had mentioned cathartic, and I think that's very much the case. And so I didn't want to have a distraction. And so I kind of just said, okay, let's just put that aside for now, and when I get out on the other side, I'll start looking at having something to say again.
The interesting thing is listening to the album, and I've listened to it quite a few times since I first picked up a copy, and there's something strange, you know, very comforting about it. And I don't know if it's because I think some of the things you write about, you know, particularly when you talk about lost love and that sort of thing, that's something I think we all identify with at different times. And I don't know if that's what we find comforting about it. Can you talk about how you chose the songs for the album? And am I on the right track when I say something like that?
I think you're very much on the right track. I think we all experience certain things. Like, I don't think you get out of this life unscathed, you know. And certainly, I don't think there's very many of us who haven't had our heart broken. And so I think there are just universal truths for us as people that we all have to go through. And I think, you know, for the most part, there's some really common things and common experiences that that people have. And really, I think the real joy and the real challenge to a songwriter is to say and to tell those stories, but to say it in a different way. So, you know, there's 100,000 You Broke My Heart songs out there, but every time you're trying to tell it a little bit differently, you put a different twist on it. And then that's always my goal, is to try and say something how it's never been said before.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I think it's You Broke My Heart, but you also get that impression that you didn't just break my heart, you broke my life, and it's going to take me a long time to rebuild. I'm curious about the title track itself, because we played that just before we came to interview. River of Sand. Can you talk about why you that track itself, and why you chose to pick that as the title for the album?
Well, I think River of Sand really summed up that period that produced the songs for this record. You know, See My Life Passing Through My Hands, Flecks of Gold in a River of Sand, and it's that experience where there's all this stuff going on, and it just seems so horrible. But there's these flecks of gold in the middle of it, and there's all these things that are joyful in the middle of it, but it's hard to find sometimes. And I think for me, that kind of summed up a lot of the message in this record, and so it just seemed natural to have it as the title track.
When I listen to the material, I think, oh yeah, I can, you know, hear some Lucinda Williams in it, but you obviously have a completely different style in the songs you sing about. It's almost like when I listen, you know, people have talked about how, you know, there's a roughness around the edges of the songs you write, but also it's almost like you shouldn't be singing the songs you write. And it almost sounds kind of crazy to say that, but because you sing so well, but then when you listen to the material, I find it really gets to you. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
I think it's very reasonable. And I think this record and the songs on it and the artwork and everything about it, there's a juxtaposition all the time of like light and dark. And I agree with you. You know, sometimes it's a soft voice with very harsh, like very harsh images in some of the songs. But I think that's sort of who I am. And so it kind of sums it up a little bit. You know, sometimes. Rough around the edges, for sure.
So 4 years down the road, are you feeling like you're in a much better place to move forward again? Obviously, you now have this album to get out and share with the world. Do you feel in a pretty good place moving forward?
I think so. I really do. I think, I feel like I came out the other side, and that's when I was ready to go into the studio and record a new record. I didn't want to go before that because I wanted to go in and record a record when I had a clear mind. And I think, that's what I mean about coming out the other side, is it's just being able to go in and all the decisions around the record and working with Lynn, like everything was done with, without that distraction of having a very noisy head. And so I think it was a much more enjoyable process as well because of that.
I would like to talk in a couple of minutes about working with Lynn and then talk about some of the other people you worked with. I think it would be a good time to take a break for a song, and I wondered if you had a suggestion of another song we could play from the album.
Well, you could play Heaven and Hell.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, it sort of sums up what we were just talking about in terms of that light and dark. And for me, some of the struggles that I've had, there's a very fine line between feeling okay and not feeling okay. And that's really what Heaven and Hell is about. It's about trying to capture that and to sort of communicate that and to share that feeling.
Okay, let's play that song. This is Jan Hall with Folk Roots Radio. Today we're talking to Lynn Hansen. Lynn is just about to release her latest album. It's the fourth album that she's released. It's entitled River of Sand, an absolutely fabulous album. And we're going to listen to Heaven and Hell from that album just now. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
To press, those are devil's hands around my neck. If you look twice, you'd never guess that black dog might get me. guess I find money can't buy me a quiet mind. The more I chase, the more I fall behind. Oh, I pray for mercy and not for time. Oh, it's a fire.
That was Lynn Hansen with Heaven and Hell from her new album, River of Sand. She is our special guest today. We're having a chat about the album. I can see what you mean about the light and the dark in that song. That really brings it through. I'm interested about the fact that you chose to work with Lynn Miles this time, because Lynn, I think, has also had a reputation for writing songs that really focus in on some of the challenges we all face in life. Can you talk about how that was? I mean, you've known each other for years. Obviously, you're based in the same part of the world. Am I right in saying that she's perhaps a mentor for you?
Oh, absolutely. Lynn and I are good friends, and she sang on my first record, and we became friends after that, and, you know, we've hung out a lot, and I have such a huge amount of respect for Lynn's songwriting. I mean, she's just brilliant. So when I was writing these songs, and it's the first time I've ever done this, I actually brought them to her and said, you know, it's a kind of a different style for me. Would you consider taking a look? And so, you know, I went over to her place and I played through the songs and she looked at the lyrics, and then, you know, we sort of talked it through, and I said, well, what would you do with this? How would you treat these songs? And she had some ideas, and we started talking about all this, and I said, wow, well, thank you so much. She goes, yeah, it's kind of like what a producer would do. I said, well, do you want to produce this record? And she said, I would love to. And that's how it came about. But I mean, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to work with someone who is as talented as Lynn is and has such incredible amount of experience, but also somebody that I had 100% trust in, simply because I've known her for such a long time that I was making a record with a friend.
Now, the people that played on this album, I noticed that the band is much larger than you've had on previous albums. I also seems that a lot of the people on this album are not people you've played with quite as much before. Can you talk about how you decided who was going to play with you this time around?
Well, some of it was Lynn's choice. Lynn brought in Keith Glass, and she had that suggestion, and then a few other musicians, Bob Stagg, for instance, was a recommendation from Keith. So it was kind of one of those where you pull at a thread and other musicians kind of came along. And then some of them, Phil Bova was playing drums on the record, who's also recording the record. He brought in Mike Dubé because they've worked together on Hylotron material. And then other people were just people that I've played with and have started to play with. And it just was a very organic process. I mean, we didn't really plan it. I think in the past I've had more of a plan as far as I want to bring this player in. I want to bring this player in. And this was more, okay, what do we need? We need this. Okay, who should we bring in? Let's bring this person in.
So how many days did you record the album over? I mean, is this an album that you went in the studio and recorded very quickly, or is it an album that took a little bit more time to bring together?
I think we did it. We probably recorded it over a period of 2 months, and it was just done, little pieces at a time. We laid down, you know, bass and drums in November, and then I came in December and laid down some scratch vocals and guitar, and then came back in January, and we spent most of January recording, and then it was basically mixing and mastering through February and March.
Now, the album is released on September the 16th. Interestingly, I think you're pretty much straight off to the UK not long after that. I'm curious as to the plan you have to introduce the new album to the world. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the album has actually been picked up by a Dutch label, Continental Record Services, and they actually have worked with Lynn Miles with all of her previous releases. And they're sort of orchestrating how we're doing things over in Europe. So I'll be doing some dates in the UK and also some stuff up in Holland. And then when I get back to Canada, I'll take a little bit of time off, and then I'll be doing some dates in Ontario, and then in the winter I'll be going out west.
And will these all be dates with the good intentions? Because I know you perform live either solo or with a band. What are the plans for the new album?
Well, for some of the dates in Ontario, for sure it will be with a band, just because when I can play with a band, I want to play with a band. For some of the dates out west, I'll be touring with Fraser Holmes, so I'll be a duet. And then I'm solo over in the UK. And then some of the Ontario dates, I haven't quite decided yet what I'm going to do.
What does the future hold? I know it's always a funny question I always have to ask people, but it's a funny question. You're just releasing a new album. Well, I'm going to go out and tour the new album. But what do you hope happens, you know, as we move forward from this point?
Well, you know, at this point, you know, I'm a week away or a few days away from the record coming out, and you throw it out there and see how it sticks and not worry about it too much beyond that. I'm doing everything that I know how, and I've got some good people that I'm working with, and they're doing what they know how to do. And then you just sort of have to wait and see, because things don't happen overnight. But I'm writing for another project. It's kind of an unrelated thing, but it's more of a fun thing for me to do, but it's still serious. I can't tell you what it is. It's a secret. But
it's a fun secret, though.
What's that?
It's a fun secret.
It's totally going to be fun. When it comes out, it's going to be awesome. It'll be fun. I have a sense of humor, too. I'm not just serious. I mean, that's it, right? I mean, I'm a songwriter first. I love writing songs. That's why I do this. I don't do this to get in front of people. Getting in front of people is just sort of part of what you do. But I love songs that 15 seconds after you finish, you know the song is done, is the best 15 seconds I'm ever going to feel. And that's why I write songs.
Oh, that's an interesting thought, because I know in your past, I think I was just looking, when I looked through your bio, you know, you were at Kerrville as a New Folk finalist, I think, in 2009. You were Mountain Stage at New Song Regional Finalist 2008. And, of course, at the OCFF, which is now FMO, you were also picked up Songs from the Heart Blues Award way back in 2006. It's interesting you say that. So do you hope that one day you get that really big song that, you know, gets picked up by, you know, a mainstream country artist, that sort of thing?
You know, I think every songwriter wants that to happen. And if you don't, you're crazy. I would love it. I mean, I would absolutely love if somebody were to take one of my songs and, you know, put it out there to that many more people. It would be fantastic. Won't hold my breath, because I might turn pretty blue. But I think that's the ultimate, is to have your song be heard by a lot of people.
I should have mentioned, actually, as well, I think that you also got the 2010 Colleen Peterson Songwriting
that's
Award,
right,
as well, which is obviously that's an Ontario Arts Council award, right?
That's correct, yeah. And that was pretty cool to get, I have to admit. When I got that phone call, it was a nice phone call to get. It just sort of said, hey, you know what? The songwriting thing that you do is legit.
Well, I know, I don't know if you know Julie Gold, but she's someone who made a career as a songwriter. And I know she always said that when she wrote From a Distance, that was the song that ultimately became a Bette Midler song. And okay. You end up, you know, with the one song that pays the bills after that. Well, you know, looking at the how strong this album is and knowing the how strong your previous albums were, I can only think that there's a great opportunity that, you know, one of these songs will get picked up and you'll get what you want, which is, you know, to sounds like you want to write goofy stuff at the same time as know that your songs are being, you know, recorded by some great country artists. We only have a few seconds left. What I'd like to do is have you introduce the song that we will finish with today, which we talked at the start. I think will be Trading in My Lonesome, which was one of the songs that immediately I connected with at the beginning because it's such a beautiful song. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Well, it's actually a co-write with Lynn Miles, and it's my only happy song, and it's about basically getting to that point where you're ready to be happy. You're ready to trade in all of those sad things and move on. And I thought ending the record was a perfect way to end the record because, you know, it's kind of like I'm telling a story through the whole thing, and here's the ending, and it's a happy ending.
Well, look, Lynn, it's been a great pleasure talking to you today. I wanted to wish you all the best with the new album. Obviously, you have the dates in the UK. Actually, I think it's pretty exciting that you will be working with a Dutch record company over there. It sounds like it's something that will work well for you. And then we'll look forward to seeing you on tour in Ontario. And I think that's October, right?
October and November.
Well, that's lovely. I wanted to thank you again for spending the time to talk to us today. This is Lynn Hansen from the new album River of Sand and Trading in My Lonesome. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Spent years chasing heartache, living life like a country song. Seeing what I